This morning, the Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners voted 6-1 to approve an agreement with Bright House Networks, the county's main cable television provider. Under the deal, the county would get $150,000 in free advertising from Bright House. Hillsborough County would also receive $5,000 to rebrand the county's television station because Bright House moved it from Channel 22 to 622 on December 11th. Many Bright House customers have to rent a digital converter box at the cost of $1 per month in order to continue to view the government-owned cable channels. Rather than making a deal with Bright House, the cities of St. Petersburg and Tampa are suing the cable company for bumping their government channels from basic cable service. The lone vote against Hillsborough County's agreement with Bright House was Commissioner Rose Ferlita, who told WMNF that while it may benefit the county government, it does not do enough for the citizens of the county.
Although Bright House was at the table in negotiating and we got a better deal than the city of Tampa or St. Petersburg, I think we had the opportunity to send a message to our constituents. They said it wasn't a business decision because a dollar per household was not going to make or break their budget or their bottom line. But I think rather than we getting some improvements from the county level and we taking what people would perceive, whether it's true or not, our constituents perceive it as hush money. I, whether I can afford it or not, will have to pay an additional dollar per TV or per box while the county gets $150,000 and $5,000 and all this stuff. And we could do all these different things.
Commissioner Brian Blair said he had similar concerns as Ferlita, but he voted for the agreement with Bright House.
Well, Commissioner Ferlita, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I wasn't happy with that either. And I told Joe DeCobo almost the same words that you just said, almost word for word. It was kind of shocking. But it's kind of like the lesser of two evils. We had an opportunity at one time to ask for more PEG channels, to do a lot of things with Bright House, but we negotiated in good faith.
Ferlita said that the county government should have given up some of its perks in order to get a better deal for county residents.
We could have negotiated better, I feel, and given our constituents something for free. Now it's going to be a matter, do I want to do that? Do I want to afford to do that? We didn't send the right message. We absolutely did not send the right message. And somewhere in between the two could have been something that, like I said, would have been a win-win-win. We probably could have negotiated longer, given some of those dollars back that we're going to get, gotten the boxes for free, and yet not get to the point that the city of Tampa and the city of St. Petersburg are, where there are going to be some litigation costs. I just think we didn't go far enough.
Last May, the Florida legislature passed the so-called Consumer Choice Act of 2007. The authority to approve cable franchises used to belong to local governments. That law now gives the authority to the state. Commissioner Jim Norman, who supported the county's deal with Bright House, said his colleagues should have taken action when the legislature was considering that bill.
You know what, folks? We raised this issue when the state legislature last year was taking up this item that they could take control and shift it out of local government. I screamed from the top of these buildings, hey, look, let's get our legislative people involved, whatever. We didn't take any action. And you know what? The bill passed. So now they can take this kind of action. It's their right. It's their state law right. Now, the city of Tampa and St. Pete want to sue, whatever, you know, go have a good time. But the state law changed to give some authorities that they didn't have.
Bright House is the dominant cable company in the county, but Verizon also supplies customers with cable television. The deal between the county and Bright House includes a guarantee that the $1 per month fee that customers pay for digital converter boxes will not be raised for the next 5 years. It includes free conversion equipment for county government televisions and access to technology in the future that will provide instant polling and on-demand programming for the government channel. Steve Anderson is an attorney with Rudin McCloskey and is the local counsel for Bright House.
Your goal and our goal is the same here, and that's to provide the service that satisfies the same people. Your constituents are our customers. And let me assure you, Bright House Network is not going to do anything that makes those customers unhappy. It would be a bad business move, bad business decision, totally in this competitive environment, it would not make sense for us. So let me just start off by saying that Bright House calculates very carefully in any realignment or any decision like this what it is that the customers want and what makes them happy.
But Ferlita disagrees. WMNF asked her if Bright House customers wanted the government channels moved out of the prime location to a higher channel, requiring some of them to purchase digital converter boxes.
Of course they did not. No. They would have been better postured to tolerate the inconvenience of them being moved. But this is not what they wanted. They're used to turning it on to 15 for the city and 22 for us, and that's what they would have wanted. But if there was some sort of a compromise, like you don't pay for this inconvenience, we're going to install it for free, then they would have been happier with that.
But Ferlita assigned some of the blame to the Florida legislature.
It was not necessarily originated from Bright House or Verizon. It were our legislators at the state that decided they were going to take away some of this authority or power from the local government and make this decision at the state. And I think that that's why, ultimately, both those other cities, Tampa and St. Petersburg, decided, okay, well then let's see if what the state does is trumped by the federal, just as the state felt that they could trump the local authority. It's a bad situation. And Mr. Norman's right. We should have argued it for before. I wasn't here, but it is what it is now. And if my gut tells me that it wasn't the best deal for our constituent, no, I can't support it.
For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.